Welcome to Youth Beat Radio here on 98.3, 102.1 FM Community Radio for Columbus. My name is Rebecca Beard, and the local time here is 7:30 p.m., and it's a pleasure to have you. Tonight on Youth Beat Radio, we will be talking about the International Day of the Girl. What is that, you may ask? Well, on December 19, 2011, the United Nations General Assembly designated October 11th as the International Day of the Girl. This is a day set aside to promote human rights while highlighting discrimination, inequalities, and abuse suffered by girls around the globe. So tonight, you will be able to hear from Audrey Peters with Imani Works, Octavia, founder of Octavia and Friends, Sandra Brogdon, founder and creative director of the Role Model magazine, along with a few representatives from Columbus International High School, such as Michelle Lombardi. And we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we will get started with the interview from Audrey Peters. Welcome back to Youth Beat Radio on 98.3, 102.1 FM, Community Radio for Columbus. And the next interview we're going to go into is with Audrey Peters, who works with Imani Works. I had a chance to interview her last week, so I hope you enjoy. I am here with Miss Audrey Peters, and she works with Imani Works. Can you give me a little more information about what Imani Works is?
Yes, Imani Works, it is a human rights and advocacy organization, and it was founded in 1996, and I recently became the executive director this year, but it's focused on just providing advocacy opportunities everywhere we go, and it could be something as simple as microfinance loans, or we partner a lot of times with Amnesty International for their letter writing campaigns, and just drafting those letters out and just actually having people sign them, just so they know that their voices can actually be heard.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you advocate for?
The biggest thing that we advocate for are children. Right now, we're still trying to get the U.S. to sign on to the Convention of the Rights of the Child, which is a treaty and they have not done so yet. And so that's one of the biggest ones. But our biggest slogan right now is that we believe that children have the right to play. So we actually create opportunities where children can play. The last one that we did was at the YWCA Family Center. And it's a shelter. And so we just brought in games for them, and we actually just played with the children, because I think a lot of times when people are dealing with health issues or trauma or being displaced, that people forget that children need to play. So we provide that opportunity.
So this is a nonprofit organization. Are the volunteer-based workers?
Yes, it is nonprofit, and it is volunteer-based, and we just use our blood, sweat, and tears to really get the message across. But when we have the activities, a lot of people, they just jump right in to participate. So
how have you gotten partnered with UN and UN Day for the Girls? And can you elaborate a little bit about what your role as in Imani Works is with the Day for Girls?
Yes. Well, UN Day of the Girls, we, along with everyone else, we believe that education is important. And so UN Day of the Girl was established last year. We actually were here at the International High School for that as well. And we just think it's important. We actually have two students here that are going to Senegal this December. And so we're actually helping them to do the fundraising for that event. And they're going there. Their capstone is focused on education in West Africa and the impact that it has on the girls there, and, you know, with the political and economic landscape, what does that mean? And they're actually, their parents are first-generation immigrants, and so they just felt that it's their obligation, since that's actually where their family's from, to go back to West Africa.
Do you feel as you have more participation this year than perhaps last year when it first started, especially as in the new story with I Am Malala and how that has came out and has really been publicized? Do you feel like more young people are concerned about education for young girls around the world?
Yes, absolutely. Now that, like this year, we actually are in two different sites now. So we're here today, and then we'll be at the Barrick Recreational Center. And we find that throughout the promotion of it, that people were really engaged, and like they actually realized that there was an issue, because earlier they didn't even know that girls did not have the same opportunities as boys. So I think that, you know, now it's everyone is interested, both young and old.
Okay. Well, what is the next event for, besides, I know you just spoke of tomorrow at Barrick Recreation Center, for Imani Works, what's the next project you guys have coming up, or advocacy program?
The next one that we have is we're doing Films for Action Ohio, and we're going to be doing a film screening, and we haven't chosen the film yet, but that's in November, because that's a part of the Human Rights Day is when we send off the letters, and so we're doing that to promote human rights and really focusing on child rights. And so we're going to be doing that in November, but that will be, we don't have the exact date yet, but that's the next one that we have coming up.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
You were listening to
Audrey Peters, a representative of Imani Works, which has a branch for younger girls called Octavia's Friends. Now you'll get to hear from an amazing 11-year-old girl making a difference right here in her own community. This is Youth Beat Radio on 98.3, 102.1 FM, Community Radio for Columbus.
This is Octavia Holly, and she's going to share some information on Octavia's Friends.
Octavia's Friends is basically a group of my friends, and we help out in the community, and you can make differences in the community, just as simple as picking up a piece of trash and throwing it away, to help in organizations like at the homeless shelter or Nationwide Children's Hospital. Last but not least, we do sell dog tug toys to charities to make a profit. And we'll give that money to charity, and some we'll use, like, to make our dog toys.
Okay. So how old are you?
I'm 11.
What school do you go to?
I go to GEMS. It's a Graham's Expeditionary Middle School.
Okay. Oh. So Octavia's Friends is something that you started?
Yes. It's kind of combined it with Imani Works.
And so the most girls that are in Octavia's Friends are around your age?
Yeah. It ranges like from 9 to 13 so far.
Okay, that's awesome. So why do you think Octavia's Friends is so important for young girls to be a part of something like that?
Octavia's Friends is important because we help out in the community and we can do a lot of things just as one simple move.
It's awesome now that you understand the importance of being involved in your community. And what would you say to a child your age, and how would you encourage them to get involved?
Well, I would say, like, we should go around the neighborhood and pick up trash, or, like, we should go to the nursing home to see the old people, and we should go, like, to Children's Hospital. Like, we can do cards or something. Like, we can do things to help them.
Well, I'm so glad that you're making a difference at 11 years old. Thank you so much for sharing what Octavia's Friends is about. How can people become involved in that? Like, if somebody wanted to join, how could they do that?
Well, like, since we're, like, starting to travel around the world with Octavia's Friends, if we find anybody that wants to be in Octavia's Friends, we just let them join.
Thank you so much, Octavia. If you guys want to find out some more information about Octavia's Friends, you can go to www.imaniworks, that's imaniworks.org. And thank you so much for listening.
Octavia, founder of Octavia's Friends, she was an aspiring young lady that is doing her part at a tender age of 11 to make a difference in this world and making her community a better place. Now we'll have a quick music break.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I wanna thank you, 'cause you made me that much stronger.
When I thought I knew you, thinking that too much true, I guess I couldn't trust, caught your bluff, time is up, 'cause I've had enough.
Radio on 98.3, 102.1 FM, Community Radio for Columbus. And the next voice you will hear is that of Sandra Brogdon, founder and creative director of the Role Model magazine. I'm here with Sandra Brogdon, CEO and founder of the Role Model magazine. And can you tell me a little bit more about Role Model magazine? This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
Okay, well, Role Model Magazine is a magazine that was created pretty much to educate and empower girls to be amazing. Our goal is pretty much to have girls live up to their fullest potential and just believe in their dreams and dream as big as they can. And hopefully, through the stories that we share, they can be inspired to just go for those dreams and, you know, excel. So we're all about empowering and inspiring girls.
Okay, so when was it founded?
Well, our first issue came out in 2010 of October.
Okay.
So we've been in production. Yeah, about a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And pretty much how it started was my looking out there and seeing the publications that were for girls really did not portray the stories that really matter for girls. It was all about, you know, you're looking at the bad girl issues. So I felt more like we needed a magazine that portrays girls doing amazing things and with that hopefully inspire girls to be better and excel in what they're doing.
So who are some of the people that you have highlighted within the magazine?
Well, currently we started off as a local publication, so just Central Ohio. And so we have local girls from different high schools doing amazing things. And then just recently we kind of branched out to more of a national movement. And our last issue has a lady by the name of Carrie Miller. And she is a Paralympic gold, silver medalist for women's sitting volleyball, and her story is just amazing. I mean, some of the tragedies, she actually went through a huge tragedy in her life, and now she just overturned that, and now she's excelling obviously in volleyball and being one of the first Paralympic, you know, silver gold medalists, and was, you know, an inspiring story in itself. So her story is, I mean, I would urge the girls to kind of pick up a copy and just kind of read about all the things that she went through and how she overcame that.
You talk about picking up a copy. Where can we actually access this magazine?
Well, we are online, so you can actually go on our website, www.theroalmodelmagazine.com, or we have them at different schools. Right now, it's more like a grassroots marketing where we have, you know, specific schools that have them. Hopefully, we'll have a set distribution route, but Columbus Library has different libraries in the city. You can pick up a copy, or if you go on our website, you can request one, and we personally mail one out.
I think it is so important for young women today to see images, positive, real role models,
right,
that they can look up and look to. So how does that relate to the UN Day for Girls?
Well, how we partnered with the UN Day for the Girls, obviously education is one of our big initiatives. We believe that, you know, having a girl educated will help, you know, if you educate a girl, she educates her community, she educates her kids. I mean, statistics show that a girl who's educated helps, you know, elevate everyone else in a community. So we obviously advocate for girls to be educated. We want all girls to be educated worldwide and to have the opportunity that no matter where you're from, that you can get that chance to be able to be educated and to be able to make changes in your community. So, as I said, so that's pretty much, I mean, that with education obviously builds confidence, mm-hmm, and once you're confident enough, you're able to believe in doing amazing things.
Yes, and unfortunately, our young women have such low self-esteem,
right,
and low self-confidence, and
right,
it's unfortunate that they don't hear about things like the Role Model Magazine,
right,
or Imani Works programs that are out there supporting young people.
Right.
And so how do you think we can change that?
Well, one of the things that I do tell our girls, and it starts, I mean, we try and talk to our girls from the age of, I'd say 10 to 13, where their self-esteem is building up. And that's when they're seeing all these images around, telling them how they should look, how they should be, and letting every girl know that they're beautiful and that they're worthy. And knowing, you know, no matter where you're from, no matter what, how you look, size, to give them that, to build their self-esteem and confidence. So when we publish our magazine, we look for girls, real girls, you know, we try and have a diverse group of girls that represent every girl, and so that they can look at each, they can see themselves in those stories and know that, you know, whatever anyone else is telling them, that's pretty much not worth listening to, because if you know your worth and you know that you're worthy and you know that you're beautiful, you know, you kind of have that as your guiding force to just excel. So obviously self-esteem is also one of our biggest driving force to kind of instill in our girls that they are worthy, and that's one of the messages that we try and show just by portraying, as I said, real girls with real issues, and just let them know that they're not alone in what they're experiencing and that there's always a way out. And also another thing that we also talk about is the world is your runway. You know, we try and have girls make the right choices. Like, you know, we all have two choices when you wake up in the morning, either to go, you know, right or left. And your choices that you make right now will impact your future.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And so one of the things that we talk about is surrounding yourself with people who believe in you and uplift you than you know, people who
tear you down.
Mm-hmm. So your circle is important, and it starts now. You know, those friends that you make now. One of the big sayings that I really enjoy, that I really use as my guiding force for the girls, is show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And so we tell girls, you know, yeah, you might be in high school right now, you might be in middle school, but then those people that you're hanging around with right now kind of will lead you in the path that you want to go, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's even in life, as a grown-up right now, those are some of the things I try and remind myself, you know, who am I surrounding myself with? Are there people who are building me up, or are they just people who just want to be there for the season? So,
this is awesome. This is wonderful. I'm glad that I've been able to learn about the Role Model magazine, and it's something that I definitely want to just learn more about. And just thank you for your time and just for creating something that is so needed for this generation of young women.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
And that was Sandra Brogdon, the founder and creative designer of Role Model magazine. And if you're interested in picking up a subscription, please go to theroledmodelmagazine.com. That is www.theroledmodelmagazine.com. Just to remind you, you're listening to Youth Beat Radio, 98.3, 102.1 FM Community Radio for Columbus. Columbus International High School started a club for girls entitled Girl Up as a response to the International Day of the Girl. And you're about to hear from a young lady that participates in this program.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Beard, and I'm here at Columbus International. And I'm sitting with a senior that attends Columbus International, and we're here for UN Girls Day. So can you tell me what that is? What is Girls Day?
Girls' Day is basically when a group of girls and they have a meeting and they just write nice things to girls around the world that may have be insecure, or they just have little activities like you write on hands or you can write on a poster board and send it off, or have a magazine and publish it or write a book.
Okay, so I know you guys are talking about a prompt about education and for young girls. Why is education for girls important, you being a female yourself?
In our history, mostly it's the guys that we all come up big and stuff like that. So it's really wonderful if, like, a woman can do also that, and they have done that. And it's, like, wonderful if you can continue, like, for women to continue that.
So how are you participating now as helping other young ladies as yourself value education and the importance of education?
Basically writing on the eraser board and the poster board, like nice things and some encouraging words, and writing on hands, also encouraging and nice things.
So just encouraging other females to just to seek out an education.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Now that you have heard the perspective of a participant in the Girl Up program, let's listen to Michelle Lombardi, leader and organizer of Girl Up at Columbus International High School.
I'm here with Michelle Lombardi, and we're still at UN Day for Girls. Can you tell me what you do?
Yeah, I'm the advisor to the Girl Up Club here at Columbus International High School. Girl Up is a campaign that was started by the United Nations, and the goal of it is basically to empower girls around the world and inform people about issues that girls face and raise money for girls in developing countries.
When does Girls Up meet?
Girl Up meets every other Friday morning at 7:30. It's our first period here at school. We try to meet regularly every other week to talk about fundraising ideas and work on different projects.
What are some of the issues you all address in the meetings?
We address girls' education, domestic violence, human trafficking, girls in sports, basically any different issue that might affect girls in high school all around the world. I think girls today are faced with a lot of negative things, whether it's from the media or their friends or anyone else in their lives, and it's important for them to know that they are valued and that they do have an importance here in the world and they can let their voices be heard. One of the projects we worked on last year was to clean up some of the not-so-nice graffiti that was in the girls' bathroom, and we cleaned it all up and posted some positive messages in its place. So I think that really just helps show girls that they can be positive with one another and that they do have a value.
How long has the program been established here at Columbus International?
This is just our second year. Last year we actually established the club, so we're still just trying to get started.
How many participants do you have?
This year we have about 30. So last year we started with around 10 girls, so this year it's really expanded quite a bit.
Do you see any difference in the young ladies that participates in the program versus the young ladies that may not participate?
Yeah, I think when they participate in Girl Up, it makes them a lot more conscious and aware of the things they say. If they were maybe thinking of saying something negative about another girl at school, they might think twice about it and realize that we're all in this together and we need to stick up for one another.
So as a teacher and as an adult and an educator that has influence over young adults, what do you think is the most important thing for an adult to know when working with young ladies?
I think it's just important to show them that they can express themselves, they can be themselves, and really do whatever they want to do and be whatever they want to be.
Do you see any challenges as far as coming to school in the United States that young women face?
I think there are all kinds of challenges, whether it's things as basic as people who are food insecure who don't have the basic resources they need to get through the day, all the way up to someone who's being bullied at school by another girl or even a boy. Girls are faced with all sorts of challenges, and that's why it's important to let them know that they can get through it.
Yeah, I think it's awesome to have it something here, because oftentimes when we think about issues and rights and education for women, we always think outside other countries. We don't think of their issues that are faced right here in America, right here in Ohio, right here in Columbus. And things are really could get scaled down, and sometimes they get overlooked. So having programs like Girls Up in school is great. It's really great to have.
Thank you. Yeah, I think we're really trying hard to promote issues that girls face, not only in other parts of the world, but right here at home.
You've been listening to another edition of Youth Beat Radio. Please feel free to contact us at youthbeat@osu.edu or check us out online at youthbeat.osu.edu and Facebook. Youth Beat Radio is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors. Once again, I am Rebecca Beard. Please join us next Monday at 7:30 p.m. on Youth Beat Radio on 98.3, 102.1 FM, Community Radio for Columbus. Thank you.